to. The life I lived a long, long time ago in the Holy Roman Empire. As the Emperor took Aspasius, along with my bride, Sleaze Baggius, we had an idyllic lifestyle. My daughter, Vaginitis, made me proud. My son, Porcinius, was the apple of my eye. And while I had my choice of any of the wenches in the baths, I could spend my day with Vulvatia, or getting a snarling from Buntangia. But even if I wanted some spicy, I could mess with Syphilitica. It wasn't enough. I needed a new thrill. That's when Blue Balius came up to me and said, "Your flatulence, you look perplexed." I said, "I am, Blue Balius. I was sitting here with Lim Wangius, and we were looking at this portrait of the Queen of the Nile, Cleo Splatra. I want her so desperately. But she's being hammered by this guy, Julius Caesar. Lord knows I want to slice it." So I put out a royal edict. I said, "Let it be known in the kingdom that whoever comes up with an idea as to how I can impress Cleo Splatra, he will be knighted." And so I called the royal court. Amnutius was there. Schmeg McLeese was sitting alongside of me. Dildonius called the meeting to order. And we went back and forth, back and forth. Seminius said, "Why don't we send her a gift, sire?" I said, "She has gifts." Prostadius said, "Well, sire, maybe we ought to just attack and you can take her by force." I said, "No, it won't be the same. I want her to want me as much as I want her." That's when Hemeroidocles came up with the perfect answer. Papier-mâché. I would augment the hydraulics with papier-mâché so that I would be of John Holmesian proportion. And then I would stand outside her window and yell, "Cleo Splatra, take a look at this!" And take out that thing, and sure enough, we got the guys together. We mixed up a batch of papier-mâché. Spartacus helped me put it on, that's it. Round and around, we wrapped that bad boy till I was packing a veritable club of a love missile. And sure enough, I waited for that thing to firm up. We painted in the vascularity, and it looked like it was alive. Sure enough, I waited outside her window. "Cleo Splatra! Cleo Splatra!" I hoisted up the royal robes and hefted that bad boy, and she took one look and said, "My God! Guards, bring him to me immediately!" I said, "Sweet, sweet, sweet, sweet!" And so they hustled me up the palace steps, where she lay in waiting, anointed in oils. She said, "First, a goblet of wine, and then, habadugi!" And so, I guzzled wine. I felt almost electric from anticipation. Then the bottom knockery began. Ah, it was sweet, because I was so drunk I wasn't really. And then the papier-mâché kind of separated me from her. So it wasn't quite the experience that I thought it would be. But nonetheless, I managed to achieve a shuddering Shangri-La. And then I passed out. In the morning when I awoke, she was gone. There was a note on the pillow. "You were lousy. Please get out at your earliest convenience. P.S. Your schlong is in the sink."
The guy is nuts.